Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Catching Heaters. I am your host, Matt, and it's an exciting day today. I wanted to take a few minutes and discuss the baseball season and get into a little bit of fantasy baseball talk. It looks like they announced yesterday they're trying to get an agreement with the players and they're going to ramp the season back up here. Hopefully, they're targeting a July 4th time frame to start the games with spring training kind of starting up at the middle of the month in June. And it's going to be a shortened season, as everyone knows. So it looks like they're trying to target about 80 games for the season and a little bit different style playoff format. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with that yet, but with everything ramping back up, I wanted to jump in and kind of go over a couple players in the fantasy baseball world that I think are going to benefit from the shortened seasons. I know a couple people probably have already drafted their teams or they're waiting for their league to kind of ramp back up with the season to draft their team. So I know that they're doing some different things in the National League, and it looks like they might transition to adding a DH for all the National League teams. And I think that that's a big thing in the fantasy world, because there's a lot of teams that are going to benefit from that and players that are going to benefit from that, especially with the expanded rosters and players that normally wouldn't get the full potential of ABs in the NL. So let's go ahead. I wanted to jump in and kind of break down a couple players that I think towards the back end of your draft would be worth looking at. And then also on the waiver wire, some guys just to kind of keep an eye on during the season, depending on how the playing time is panning out, and guys that can help you hopefully push towards a championship. The first guy I wanted to bring up, me being a Cardinals fan, of course, he's one of my favorite up-and-coming guys, and I'm hoping that he has a big season this year once he gets into the major leagues. His name is Dylan Carlson. He is the number one prospect in the Cardinals organization currently, and he probably wasn't going to be on the active roster. They were going to put him down in the minors if it was going to be a normal season to kind of probably carry out that service time. And with the shortened season, I think that he has a good possibility of being on the active roster and called up and playing right away. Dylan Carlson's been a guy that has moved through the minor leagues really quickly. He jumped to AA and AAA last year, and he's very young. He's only 20 years old. He hit 26 home runs last year in the minors. He had 20 stolen bases, and he hit around 280 was his average. And this is someone that the Cardinals are very excited about. And with the kind of flux that's going on in the outfield right now with the Cardinals, I just think that if they do expand the rosters and have a DH, that he's definitely going to start getting playing time. With Dexter Fowler, who's really been struggling for us, kind of, you know, he's a good defender, but he's someone that we have to pay because we have him for the next 2 years, I think, on the books. So I think he's still going to get some playing time, but he hasn't really been performing very well. And then in left field, I don't think they know exactly who they want to put there yet. We got Tyler O'Neill and Lane Thomas, both really good players. I do think Tyler O'Neill might be able to benefit a little bit from the DH role with the amount of power that he possesses, possibly in the middle of that lineup. But Dylan Carlson would be a guy that I would target towards the end of drafts. Even if you're in a keeper league and he's there, potentially towards the end of the draft or even on waivers, I think you should go pick him up, because even this year, if he puts up solid numbers moving forward, I think he's going to be the guy for us, the kind of the staple in the organization in the middle of the order bat there. So definitely Dylan Carlson, check him out if you don't know anything about him. Definitely targeting him. And there's two guys on the Mets that I wanted to talk about. The first one being JD Davis. I've heard a lot of talk about him, you know, in ranking shows and everything. And there's been some hype about him moving up draft boards and everything. And I definitely think that he's going to be someone that benefits from this possible DH role. He had roughly around 400 ABs last year and hit 22 home runs and batted about, I think it was like a little over 300. I don't see him being someone that's going to continuously bat over 300. In the minors, he wasn't someone that consistently held a great average. I kind of see him being more, you know, of the 265 range, and if he struggles a little bit, could dip down to 250. But he is someone that has big time power, and it looks like, you know, everything that's going on, what they're saying, reporting, is he should be the starting left fielder for them currently, and possibly get some playing time at third base. But if something comes up and they are mixing people in the outfield, I definitely think that he's going to benefit from the additional at-bats, especially if he's hitting well and adds power to that lineup. I know there's a couple guys that they move around, like Jeff McNeil, who could be playing some third base and outfield as well. So I think that JD Davis, with everything that's going on, is definitely going to benefit. And the other player from the Mets, who I'm sure everybody knows, but he's been injured and hasn't been playing recently, Yoenis Cespedes is a guy I would keep my eye on. I don't know if I'm personally drafting him at the back end of the draft, depending on the league and, you know, how many roster spots I have. If it's someone, if I have extra room and I can tuck him away, and don't really have to worry about that extra roster spot, I'm definitely doing that. Because it sounds like he's pushing towards being healthy, and if he doesn't have to play the outfield and all he has to do is hit, everyone knows the power potential that Cespedes has, and he's going to hit in the middle of the lineup if he is back and healthy. And I really do like that Mets lineup going into this year. So if you haven't been thinking much about Cespedes, I would take a look at him and definitely keep an eye moving forward to kind of see what his health is like, and someone just to kind of sneak into your team at the end of the year. And if he does pop, that's a big time player to have in your outfit or lineup to help you make a big push. The next player I want to move on to is Austin Riley for the Braves. He got some playing time last year, and I think he got hurt, which kind of hindered him a little bit. But he had about 270 ABs, and with that, he had 18 home runs and roughly about 50 RBIs. That Braves team and that lineup is so stacked that if he starts to get playing time and can play well and add power to that lineup, I think he's an interesting guy to add. The one caveat to Riley is he is known to chase a little bit, and his average last year was about 220, I think. So I don't know if I see him really being or adding any benefit to the average category for you. And unless he makes some major adjustments, if he does and he can hop up to 250, you know, and add power and RBIs to your team, he's an interesting guy to have on the roster. So I would definitely keep an eye on him. The next guy that I wanted to talk about got a little bit of a cup of coffee last year. He's been a big-time power hitter for the Dodgers in the minors the past couple years. And just with everything and how stacked that Dodgers roster is, there's just no room for him to play. And he's just someone that if they do the DH, it's possible that they slide him into the DH role with the amount of power he has. I'm speaking of Edwin Rios. And towards the end of the last year, they called him up and he got hot. He had about 45 ABs last year. He hit four home runs in that time, and he batted about 277. Looking at his minor league stats last year, he had a big year. He hit 31 home runs in under 400 at-bats. He had 91 RBIs in under 400 at-bats. And he's a career 295 hitter in the minors. So he's definitely someone that I'm not drafting him because I think he's probably available on waivers or, you know, someone that isn't going to – he's going to kind of be overlooked because of how stacked that Dodgers team is. But someone to just keep in the back of your mind, because if they allow him to start getting ABs and he gets hot, he has the power potential to be in that lineup and produce for you. So definitely keep an eye on Edwin Rios. I think with the shortened season and expanded rosters, he will be up on the roster. And if he can get some ABs, he can definitely help you out. The next two guys play on the same team as well. They play on the Rockies. The first guy, he's definitely can add some interesting speed to your team. Garrett Hampson, he's definitely a utility type player, and he was fighting for a roster spot to begin the year. And I don't know if he was going to fully get that spot or get full playing time this year. But even in his limited time, having him on your roster in Roto or different style leagues where stolen bases really matter, he stole 15 stolen bases in 300 at-bats, and he's a guy in the minor leagues that was stealing 50, you know, 60 bags in a year. So the potential is there for him to add value in the stolen base category. And if they want to kind of play him all over the field and then rest up some of the older guys and give them the DH role, I think that he could slide into that utility role for them and definitely add a lot of value in the stolen base category for you. The other guy on the Rockies I wanted to mention is Sam Hilliard. I'm a big fan of him. I was really watching him throughout his last 2 years in the minors, and he's just been getting better and better. Last year, he really picked it up and got hot and got, you know, a call up and a cup of coffee as well. In his 77 at-bats, he had 7 home runs, and he's a guy that has a little bit of the power-speed combo. I know there's a lot of guys in that Rockies outfield with Dahl, Tapia, Desmond, a couple other guys there. So I don't know if he gets and Blackman, of course, but I don't know if he gets a ton of playing time. But with David Dahl having the injury history that he has, you know, Ian Desmond hasn't been performing that well the past couple years. He's kind of been on the downward trend as he gets a little bit older. So keep an eye on Hilliard. If something happens where someone goes down, or, you know, I've been talking about the DH role, if they want to DH him and just let him bring that power speed combo, he's an interesting guy to look at on the waiver wire. So those are some of the top guys in the National League. I'm covering the National League because they'd be adding the DH role. I'm someone that I play in an NL only keeper league. I play in two baseball leagues. This is my favorite league is the NL only keeper league. It is actually a league that's been around for over 30 years. It was started with my dad and a group of his friends back in the day, and I recently got into it after I had been playing fantasy baseball for years and years. They finally had an opening, and I got into the league. This was about 6 years ago now, and it's really allowed me to expand my knowledge in the National League and in baseball prospects. I really enjoy going on Baseball America, you know, looking at baseballheadquarters.com, the baseball forecaster, and going through minor league stats and finding those keepers. The keeper league, we have a salary, and it's an auction style draft, so we're allowed to keep minor leaguers, you know, on our teams. And it's something that I truly enjoy and am passionate about. So, you know, when I'm looking at some of these guys, it's people that I've been watching for a couple years, and it's exciting to see them come up to the majors and now kind of help out their teams and hopefully help out fantasy teams. And I just wanted to throw a couple guys at you that are in the minors. It looks like they might not be playing minor league games this year, so it's kind of weird how that's going to pan out or what that's going to affect for, playing time or who they bring up. The first guy I want to talk about, he's a young guy for the Diamondbacks. His name is Christian Robinson, If you follow prospects, you're probably aware of him. He's 18 years old. He's from the Bahamas. And they're talking about him being a real stud, five-tool player. He played in short season ball in low A. He had, within that whole season, he had about 260 at-bats and hit 14 home runs and had 17 stolen bases. So he's a really interesting guy to keep your eye on if you're in keeper leagues or in dynasty leagues and he's available, or you're drafting within those dynasty leagues. I definitely think he's a guy to keep your eye on. If you're in a type of league where at the end of the year you are, you know, we call it dumping, but if you're giving your valuable salary players, you know, major leaguers, four minor leaguers at the end of the year, I would think he's someone to target. I definitely think that, and if he, depending on what happens this year or next year, if the minor leagues are going to be playing any games, he could be someone, once he gets into Double A, that's going to, you know, ascend quickly and could be a top 25 prospect, you know, in the game. So keep an eye on him. A guy that's close to the majors, and I thought about putting him on this list, but I don't know if he's fully going to get a bunch of playing time, but Ke'Bryan Hayes for the Pirates. He's an interesting guy. He's well known for his defense, and he's got a little bit of pop. The Pirates definitely need a third baseman to kind of come in. I know they have Colin Moran, but I just think in the next year or so, Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to take over that position, and he's an interesting guy to take a look at. And the last one I want to throw out is Ryan Velarde. He's with the Rockies. He's a guy that I've kind of been tracking since he got drafted. And his second year, he kind of had a down year, but this last one, he really started to pick things up. He's a power guy for them. He plays shortstop. And with everything going on with the Rockies right now, I know they just signed Arenado to a long deal, but there's been a little bit of friction within the organization, and I don't know if they end up keeping Arenado long-term or if they have to trade him. And then, of course, you got Story at shortstop, and we'll see in the next couple years what happens with him. But I think, you know, if those guys either get traded or move on to another team, up-and-coming Ryan Velarde is a guy to keep an eye on, and hopefully he could help out your dynasty team. Well, guys, I really enjoy talking baseball, and I enjoy talking fantasy. I hope you enjoyed this, and hopefully with the season upon us, we'll get back to baseball. If you have drafted, if you haven't drafted, for me personally, I drafted in this dynasty league in March, and I've just been itching for the season to start because you have all the players. You can only look at your team so many times. So I do play in another regular Yahoo league, and we haven't drafted in that league yet. So I'm excited to have that draft and hopefully scoop up some of the guys I was talking about. But happy drafting. Look at that waiver wire. Let's get this season going. I'm happy to be on here with you and talking baseball. Everyone have a great rest of your week, and thanks for being with me.